There's the phone. Boy, busy night tonight. Let me get that. Hi, this is Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner. Who's calling?
Well, I'm a fan.
Fan of the Daddy Dave Hollywood Diner show?
Well, yes, and a fan of 50s music, and a fan of the Fleetwoods.
The Fleetwoods?
Yeah. Oh,
okay, well, what can I play for you tonight?
How about Come Softly to Me?
Oh, gosh. I just played that a couple of weeks ago. Can you, got anything else in mind that I can do for you?
Oh, Graduation's Here, or Mr. Blue, or Tragedy, or Runaround, or He's a Great Imposter, or Before and After, or The Last One to Know, or Goodnight, My Love.
Wait a minute here. Now, you know your Fleetwoods history. Come on. I know the Fleetwoods. You must be a great Fleetwoods fan, right?
Well, yeah, I kind of like the stuff.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I know Gretchen and Barb and Gary, and I'm going to let them know that they've got quite a fan right here on listening to Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner Show. Who can I tell them is calling?
Gretchen.
Gretchen?
Yeah, Gretchen. I just happen to have the name Gretchen.
Is this who I think it is?
Well, who do you think it is?
Oh, no. I know Gretchen Christopher. I mean, she was the gal who founded the Fleetwoods way back in the 50s. And, no. You sound way too young for you to be her.
Well, I am young.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Really?
Really?
And why is that?
Well, I've only had 16 birthdays, so that makes me 16, doesn't it?
And that's because of what?
I was born February
29th. Oh my gosh, this is Gretchen, Gia. Oh gosh, nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Daddy Dave.
Okay, all right, you got me. This is really Gretchen Christopher, founder of the Fleetwoods. And how are you doing out in the West Coast?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm under a lot of pressure because I've got people who want my new album, and I've decided to redo one of the songs in it, put one more up-tempo in place of one of the... I had five ballads opening the song, or opening the album, and I decided to stick in an up-tempo in there. That's out of 16 songs.
Anything to do with being a sweet 16?
It sure does, yeah. I fell in love for the first time when I was 16, and he was 18.
All right. Now you're revealing stuff, you know. Tell me all about the Fleetwoods. I've always wondered. Trixie, yes, I'm talking to Gretchen of the Fleetwoods.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Gretchen. She gets glassy-eyed when I say Fleetwoods. And, of course, you may not know why, but every time I mention the word fleet, she gets glassy-eyed. Because every time the fleet docks, she's gone. She doesn't show up for work. So, hey, that's right, Trixie.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, so let's talk about your album, and what are the Fleetwoods doing nowadays?
Well, when you said that Trixie gets glassy-eyed at the mention of the fleet, it reminds me of a show we did in was it San Diego or... Gary had said, well, what shall I wear? And I said, well, do you have a sailor suit that still fits you? And he said, yeah, I can get into my whites. And I said, good, because I have this cute little sailor outfit for us two girls. And so anyway, that's what we wore for the show. And Richard Nader was producing the show. And his wife said when she saw Gary, she thought the fleet had come in. But Richard Nader loved it, and he wanted us to wear it at Madison Square Garden, so that's what we did, too. Although, actually, we kind of surprised him and got rather dressy at Madison Square Garden. We had a costume change. But that's my little fleet story, or that's what that reminds me of.
Well, then, how did the name Fleetwoods come along?
It was our telephone exchange. Mine was Fleetwood 27312, and I can't tell you what Barb and Gary's were at this, you know, this is 50 years later. but that's how it came about, and we had started recording, and Bob Reisdorf called me, and he said, we need a name for the group. And I said, well, how about two girls and a guy? And he said, no, we need something more distinctive, like Fleetwood. He'd asked the operator for Fleetwood 27312 or something, and I said, well, how about the Fleetwoods? And so So that's what we stuck on.
Can you imagine if you were called two gals and a guy, would you have had the same success?
I think so. Because I don't think it's based on the name. I think it's based on the sound and the sincerity.
And speaking of the sound, here we have all the cacophony of rock and roll that was going on in the late 50s, early 60s, and here comes this angelic sound of the Fleetwoods. How in the world did you think you would bust through all of that noise with the smoothness of the Fleetwoods?
Well, you know, when I put it all together, I wasn't really thinking about having a hit or anything. I was just making sounds that I enjoyed. Barbara and I were going to have a girl group, and we auditioned a couple of other girls, and they didn't work out. And so then I was alone after the audition, and I was playing those old rock and roll chords and R&B chords on the piano, and I had said to these people, softly, softly, it's in the still of the night, because that's the song we were using to audition them on. And so I began composing Come Softly to Me just based on that phrase I was saying to them, you know, softly, softly. And then later I got together with Barbara, and I kind of bounced ideas off her, and I actually credited her with writing half the lyrics, but she finally piped up in an interview after I'd said that about the 100th time, and she said, I did not write those lyrics. I didn't even know what the word obsession meant. But anyway, that was the beginning. And as far as, and then Gary, we brought him in to play trumpet, and behind a version of Stormy Weather, that an arrangement that Barbara and I were doing on that, where I was singing lead and she was following me in harmony. And so we thought we needed a blues trumpet player, and this other little combo sent him in, but he couldn't play in our key and we couldn't sing in his key, so that was the end of that. And then he was walking me downtown. I was going to go to my dance classes, and he started humming this dum 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 doo dum dooby doo, and I could tell it was based on the same chord progression as the song I'd been writing called Come Softly, although he had not heard that song yet. And
so it was originally titled Come Softly.
Right, exactly. And it never in the song ever, ever, ever says Come Softly to Me. That was something that Bob Reisdorf cooked up after I recorded us at home and took him the tape, and he listened, and he said it'll sell a million. At that time, it had no male lyrics. It was just, you know, the dum-dum was the background, and I sang lead, and Barbara sang harmony, and it was just my female lyrics. And but anyway, Bob Reisdorf re-recorded us then in a professional studio for months. The whole summer he recorded us, and we started the day after graduation, and he brought Bonnie Guitar into the scene, too, and she helped with the producing of it and lent her ideas. And Bob Reisdorf was worried about what instrumentation to put behind it. And he tells me, though, I say tells me, he told me in more recent years, he died a couple of years ago, but he told me that Bonnie was the one that had the good sense to say they don't need an orchestra. You know, they're just so self-contained and everything. And so she suggested, I think, adding guitar and bass, and that's all we had. And then Gary shaking car keys in his hands for our percussion. And I must say, I have a new recording of that for my new album, and the car keys are there. I'm shaking them.
Well, let's talk about the new album. How do people find this?
How do they find the new album? Mm-hmm. Oh, on the website, on either thefleetwoods.com or gretchenchristopher.com. And you can actually hear sound clips right now if you want. Go to either of those websites and scroll down to the bottom where there is a blue banner that says Order Gretchen's New Album Now. Mm-hmm. And if you click on that, it'll take you to an order page and it says sound clips. Zap that and you can hear 6 out of the 16 songs. That is not the whole thing, but like 30-second clips. Yeah. Now, among the songs you were asking me what request I'd like to make,
mm-hmm. Make it tough on me. I
could request a Fleetwoods hit from Sweet 16, for instance.
Well,
Graduation's Here, which I I actually like my new version better than our original on that particular one.
And why would that be?
Bob Reisdorf was kind of against Graduations here as being our follow-up to Come Softly to Me. Mm-hmm. And I really pleaded with him to, you know, let us do that as our second record because, well, again, it was one that we had written. It had a great deal of meaning to us. Barbara and I wrote that one together. And then I asked Gary a year after we'd written it and done it for our high school graduation party, I asked Gary if he could put a dum-dum part to back it, and he did, and it's a neat little arrangement thing. So we did record it, but Bob never gave it quite the care that he gave to Come Softly to Me. I mean, Come Softly to Me, my goodness, we spent actually 5 months recording it, the 3 months of summer, and then I started at Whitman College, and then he wanted me to come back at Thanksgiving and record some more, which I did, and that was our final recording session, and then it was released in the Northwest, test released, and it flew to number one, and so then it was going to be released nationally, and Barbara called me and said, you've got to leave college. I didn't want to leave college. I had enough trouble sinking my teeth in when my heart was totally into dancing and singing. And then to leave it, you know, before I completed my first semester, I called Bob Reisdorf and I begged him to let me stay. And he said, okay, but only if you'll leave without an argument if it hits nationally. So I said, okay. And so as it went higher and higher on the charts, my heart went lower and lower. And oh, it was a terrible conflict for me because my heart was in the music and dance, but my head said that I should complete college first, and Martin Denny had said to me that I should complete college, and then when I came to Hollywood to look up his manager. So I was trying to do that, and then ironically the thing hit and started hitting nationally, and Bob Reisdorf said that, he called me and said, you've got to leave. I've got to go on tour. And so 3 days into my second semester, I left on tour. And
well, I'm chomping at the bit to hear Graduations here, the new version from your Sweet 16 album. Is it okay if we pause here a little bit and play that for our audience?
I'd love that. Thank you.
Well, here we go.
Our trips to the ocean were so much fun. Remember the games we almost won. Graduation's here. Our senior year and our one big sin was the senior skip when we were all turned in. But golly, missed you, fed to come. But now it's gotta go, 'cause graduation's here.
Is there anything special tonight you'd like to say to anybody listening?
Yes, there is. My darling daughter, Kimmery. celebrates her birthday today. She was born X number of years ago on November 10th. Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday, Kimmery.
Happy birthday, Kimmery. And thank you so much, honey, for listening over and over again to my brand new album, Gretchen Sweet 16, and giving me your opinions. And I've made some changes accordingly.